أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة. قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين. One of the objections the Jews had raised against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they said that you say that your religion, Islam, is a completion and follows the religions of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They said, if that is the case, then why has your religion made camel meat and camel milk halal? They said that this was haram in all the religions before. From Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they said that camel meat and camel milk was haram. How come your religion, Islam, makes it halal? So you are not following the religions of the people of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of before. That was their objection. The other, they say that if you say that you have, your religion has made it permissible, then if your religion has made it permissible, then you are not following the religion of the previous people. You have brought a new religion. And it isn't the same religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam and all the Anbiya. But the religion from Allah Ta'ala has always been one religion, and that is Islam. And the Shariats have changed. So in answer to that, Allah Ta'ala says, كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. سب کھانے کی چیزیں حلال تھی بنی اسرائیل کو. All eating things, even camel meat and camel milk, was halal also for Bani Israel. This is a lie that you are speaking, O Jews. And in front Allah says, if you say you are speaking the truth, that it was haram in the religions of before, then show it, where is it in the Torah? And they couldn't show it, and that was a proof that they were lying. It was just from their own side. And this objection on the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, or even today on ulama, is nothing new. All the time, troublemakers will take out all, with no objection also, but they'll just make some objection, just to make some trouble. Fitin will always be there, and they will always cause this fitness. So like that, the Jews also, and a completely unfounded accusation. They said that camel meat and camel milk was haram in all the religions before, which was an open and total lie. It was not so. What actually happened is that in the time of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he had varicose veins, and which were very painful to him, and it caused him a lot of disturbance. So then he made a mannat, which is in our Shariat also, a person makes a vow, a mannat. And he said, oh Allah, if I get cure from this varicose veins that I have got, then I won't eat the things that I love the most. And that was camel meat and camel meat and milk. It wasn't that Allah made it haram. He made a mannat, and it's permissible to make such a mannat. When he got cured, then he stopped eating. And yet there is a beautiful connection between this ayat and the previous ayat, the first ayat of Lantana, Lantanalul Birra, that there, in order to get the love of the most beloved, you must give up your most beloved thing. You must give away in charity your most beloved thing. And yet, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, when he got shifa, in shukr of that, he gave up the thing that he loved the most. He loved camel meat and camel milk very much. So it wasn't that Allah made it haram, and it wasn't from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's time. It was much later, Yaqub alayhi salam, from his own side, made a vow. It was not the religion of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, كُلُّ طَعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. سب کھانے کی چیزیں حلال تھی بنی اسرائیل کو. All things which are halal and طیباً, Allah had kept it halal for the بنی اسرائیل. إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِ, مگر وہ جو حرام کر لی تھی اسرائیل نے اپنے اوپر. But however that which Israel, which is the other name of Yaqub علیہ السلام, he had made it haram on himself. That is, when he in his shukah, he vowed that I won't eat camel meat, I won't drink camel milk. So that was he who had done it on himself. من قبل أن تنزل التوراة, تورات نازل ہونے سے پہلے. And this was long before the Torah was even revealed to Musa علیہ السلام. Musa علیہ السلام had not yet come in the world even at that time. And this was at that time. It wasn't from the time of Ibrahim علیہ السلام. That was another false accusation which they had made. قل فأتوا بالتوراة, to get لاؤ تورات. Say to them that if you are claiming that it was haram in the Torah of Musa al-Islam, bring the Torah, fatluha or parho, and read the Torah. In kuntum sadiqin, agar sachye ho. If you are true that it was in the Torah, read it and show us where is it in the Torah. But it was nowhere there, which proved that it was a lie from their time. Then Allah Ta'ala outlines now the rule and principle of these people who make this fitna, and they always raising objections. فَمَنِ افْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, پھر جو کوئی جھوڑے اللہ پر جھوٹ, whoever attributes a lie to Allah Ta'ala, that is all this false accusation and always making some fitna, all that Allah says, مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكِ, اس کے بعد, after it has been, the rule has been made clear and manifest, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, تو وہی ہے برے انصاف بے انصاف. Then these are those people who are the zalims, who are the wrongdoers, who are the people who stand for injustice, not for justice. So these are people who cause this fitna all the time. They should be very much afraid of these warnings of the Quran Sharif, where it was directed originally to the Jews. And the same thing, we say we hate the Jews, but we are doing the same thing they did. They took out a lot of objections against Islam, against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, unfounded objections, and the Christians as well. All these ayat were revealed for the Christians of Najran, who had come to debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these people always were finding faults like that. And unfortunately this carries on, that there are people who find fault with the people who are on the truth and on haq. And it is mentioned beautifully also, the more the truth a person speaks of it, he speaks the truth more than those who dislike the truth. They hate him more after that, because they can't see light. It is just like the Quran Sharif says, that there are those who just can't see light. They just live in darkness, and they hate light. They don't want to see the light. So whoever will speak the truth, they will hate those people even more, because they are speaking the truth. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept us for the truth all the time.